telling your story and how that can help heal. There's a story inside you. It might be loud. It might be buried. And it may still be unfolding. But it matters. And it deserves to be told. Not to justify your worth, but to reclaim it. Telling your story is an act of courage, not because you've figured it all out, but because you're willing to be seen in the parts that are still becoming. There is something deeply human, deeply healing about naming what you've been through when you're ready to do that. Not for the drama, not for pity, but for your integration, for your freedom. Brené Brown says, when we deny the story, it defines us. But when we own the story, we can write a brave new ending. This is what healing asks of us, to stop running from the past and start meeting it with truth, compassion, and our voice. So take a breath here and gently ask yourself, what's a story I've been holding in silence within me? What part of my past still holds power? Not because it's too big, but because it hasn't yet been spoken. It's okay if you don't know the words yet. You don't have to tell your story perfectly. You don't even have to tell it all at once. Start small. Start real. Start with what you needed to hear back then. Sometimes the healing isn't in being heard by others. It's in finally listening to yourself, hearing your own truth. Sometimes we write or speak or cry, not to be fixed, but to remember who we were before we learned to hide. And telling your story doesn't mean you have to tell anyone else if you don't want to. It might mean sharing it with yourself. It might mean writing it in a journal. It might be talking it out with yourself. And if you want to share with someone else, someone you trust, someone you believe can hold space for you, then that is your choice too. This is storytelling as medicine. This is using your voice to reclaim those parts of yourself. Another wise reminder from Brené Brown is owning our story and loving ourselves through that process is the bravest thing we'll ever do. Your story may not be neat. It may not be tied up with a bow, but it is worthy because you are worthy. And your voice, even shaky or scared or nervous, is enough to share parts of that story. And when you're ready, more of it. So if and when you're ready, tell the story, write the letter, speak the truth, or whisper it into the wind. Not to be perfect, but to be free. Healing doesn't always come from forgetting. Sometimes it comes from remembering with gentleness. You're allowed to grieve what happened, to celebrate what you survived, to be proud of how you kept going, even when everything felt too much. And you're allowed to start a new chapter, not because you've moved on, but because you've moved through. You've grown through what you went through. So take one last gentle healing breath. And let that breath remind you, you are here, you are healing, you are allowed to tell your story on your own terms, in your own time. And when you do that, you don't just heal yourself, you give others permission to do the same. That's it. Let your story rise when you're ready to tell it. Allow yourself to share, firstly with yourself, and then if you choose with others, the story of being and becoming this extraordinary you.